Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
Welcome into another episode of the Millionaire Mindcast. Got a great guest for you guys today, a buddy of mine who is really now world-renowned, travels and speaks and does all kinds of amazing things in the space of relationships and referrals, right? And the importance of how those relationships and referrals can fund a bigger life, a bigger business, and a bigger impact in the spaces that you're playing in. And that is Mr. Michael Mayer. Mr. Michael Mayer, the author of The 7 Levels of Communication, an amazing book. And it's a must read, no matter what space you're in. This is all about relationship building, the importance of using those relationships to scale your business, and obviously how you can do that in an authentic, in an integrity-based, ethical way that adds value to everybody in the relationship and finding that win-win. And he has built massive businesses using this strategy. He now consults and trains with other people all around the country in their businesses, puts on amazing events, really cool stuff. So no matter what space you're playing in, you're gonna enjoy this episode today with Mike. We dive into a lot of stuff in this space in particular and how it can apply to your business, but also how this strategy can apply to other areas of your life as well. So we're gonna go ahead and dive into that. If you haven't got this month's free resource, The Mentor's Guide, all you gotta do is download The Mentor's Guide at mattacheson.com or just text the word mentors to 44222. It's gonna ask you for your email. It'll shoot you the 5-step guide. 5 key and critical steps, no less, no more, to getting clarity and how you go about finding that mentor that you're seeking to get the most impact, that life hack or business hack that you're looking for, shortening that learning curve by following this guide. Feel free to get that for free by texting mentors to 44222 or just head over to the website, mattacheson.com. All right, so let's not waste any more time. Let's dive into today's interview with Mr. Michael Mayer.
Welcome into the show, Mr. Michael Mayer. What's up, dude?
What's up, Matty A? Can I call you that? Or is
Come on, man.
Are you so big, so official that it's just Matt Acheson?
No, not at all. I will never be that guy. That's for dang sure. You know, it's funny. I don't know, who was it? I mean, you got so many dang people on your team now. It was somebody reached out after hearing, I think, the Jeff Cohn interview that that I did. And she goes, I have this really great guy and he's doing all these amazing things and, you know, and just in really in entrepreneurship, but also in the real estate world. And he's like, his name is Michael Mayer and da, 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 you may know him. And I was like, oh, I know him. I know this guy.
We hiked the Inca Trail together. With this guy, right? You
know, we shared some intimate moments. We took some pictures at the top of Machu Picchu. And, you know, I was thinking back to when we were sitting next to each other on the train ride home and just some of the conversations. Those were, you know, I think I was 26 at the time. Those were some impactful conversations for a 26-year-old to be around a guy like you. And, you know, this makes me think of your brand in general and what you're doing for people on a massive scale. I got a little taste of that over the, you know, 7 days that we got to spend in Peru together. And it was just a lot of fun, man. So I'm really excited to have you on the show. And I want people that don't know who you are to get a little bit of a taste and also to kind of hear your journey because, I mean, you've been in a rocket ship the last 7-8 years. You know, you already had a massive business and we're doing great things, but now you're just scaling beyond, you know, just the brick and mortar business and you've really taken it across country lines now. So give us an idea who the heck Mike Mayer is real quick so people can get a little taste of what you're up to, man.
Well, that's like my least favorite subject, right? I mean, it's like, you know, I'm so much better at educating and helping others than anything about myself. Do you remember the 12-12 moment on the Inca Trail? Like some of the most mystical, crazy things happened on, do you remember that we were all taking pictures off that one beautiful cliff on the Inca Trail?
Yep.
And it's like, what is it? Right. And it was like, yeah, my passcode on that is 1212. It's like, oh my gosh, that's
right.
My, and do you remember looking at the time?
I'm still Don't tell anybody. don't yeah. tell anybody.
Yeah. So here's what, and then we looked at the time, and the Inca time was 12:12, right?
That was crazy. Like,
that was crazy.
And we were in such a spiritual place where
hanging over a cliff. That was right. Unreal. I mean, one of the most breathtaking scenes on the entire trip. So anyway, that's the magical moments that can happen when you're with great people, right? Yep. Who have very simple codes like 12:12, 12:12:12, right. like me. So who am I, right? I feel the part. Well, it's just like Google me and on the information that you really want, and you're going to find out a ton more than I can tell you. I'm a guy who built a business based on love, generosity, and appreciation versus chasing and cold calling and door knocking and doing some of those other ways that did not feel human to me. I got into real estate from teaching. I was a high school math teacher, and very rapidly I soared to the top of the real estate game entirely by referrals. Didn't even know, I went from like 27 my first year to 87 transactions my second year to 187 in my third year. And made $1 million in Kansas City, of all places, in my third year of real estate, which got the attention of a guy named Howard Brenton, who interviewed me just like this, except, at the time there were no podcasts. It was just an audio interview. And he circulated that out to about 100,000 real estate agents. And my phone blew up, my email blew up, and everybody was like, tell me about the housewarming parties. Tell me about this referral, networking stack. Tell me about these strategies that you're using. And I'd give them an answer to their question. But I knew that they were getting an answer, not the answer to how we do what we do. And the more I found out, the more I realized what we do is pretty unique and unique to millionaires and billionaires, quite frankly. And and I knew I needed to write a book, like a lot of people, who need to write a book. I didn't write a book. So, and then December 18th, 2007, I was in the hospital out of breath from a previous knee surgery, and it ended up the morning of December 18, 2007. I flatlined for 37 seconds. I had 7 blood clots, 3 in each lung. 1 went through my heart, killed me for 37 seconds. The head nurse at Olathe Medical Center revived me, and they took me down to ICU, put in a temporary pacemaker, or took me to surgery, put in a temporary pacemaker. And that night in ICU, intensive care unit in Olathe Medical Center, I outlined what became 7L. A couple years later, 7L came out. And the last 7 or 8 years, it's been the number one book in the real estate sales category on Amazon for almost all of that 8 years.
It's crazy.
Entirely, man. By referrals, entirely by word of mouth. People like you and Jeff Cohn, right, who say something about it, and other people get interested, and they read it, and then they contact us, so... It's been, no longer running the real estate company. The real estate company I sold, or at least sold most of it. I still have a portion, and Referco is my 7-to-7 gig, right?
Well, I want to talk definitely and dive into Referco, and I want to preface for everybody, just because Michael comes from the real estate space, you heard what he said earlier, love, generosity. And at the end of the day, this is all something that every human being in the world can utilize to expand their piece of the pie, not only expand their piece of the pie, but to add value to other people's piece of the pie as well. And so I want to get real quick, because you kind of touched on it a little bit. I mean, a book that has been number one in one category for, 7-8 years, that is in itself insane to me with all the stuff that's coming out day and day after that's each right. other. So give us a quick little, brief rundown of what is 7L?
Wow. So the 7L system is essentially a system of systems or plays. If you have a sports background, it's a series of plays that you can run to attract people to you and take them from a relationship to a referral source. And, we all have relationships, but what we don't have is people who are referring us business. So it is, what's the bridge between relationships and referrals? It's communication, and that's why it's the 7 levels of communication. So that's essentially what it does. It and it's a story. It's a love story that even a guy could read, right? It's like that 50 Shades of, what was that? I'm just kidding. It's not like that at all. But it shows a story of a guy named Rick Masters, and it shows the story of how he evolves from the ego era of we're number one, which no longer works, to the generosity generation, which is the motto is we're here to help, or I'm here to help. And it shows his evolution, but it also has over 100 referral generating strategies within the context of the story. And you don't just get told these stories, you actually see Rick implement them so that it's easier for you to implement them, right? Instead of telling with this book, I can show you the referral game instead of just telling you, you know, how to win the referral game.
Who is, just curious, who is Rick Masters? Is this like the old underground dark Mike Mayer?
This is, I've been Rick Masters, but most people say I am Rick Masters. When they read the book, they're like, yeah, that's me, right? So I am Rick Masters. People ask me all the time, who is Rick Masters? Who is Michelle Phillips? Who is Jay Michaels? Who is Coach? And, you know, who is Don Dasik, right? The characters in the book.
Yeah.
And the answer is I'm all of them. I've been all of them. I've been the jerk. I've been the arrogant. I've been the benevolent. I've been the loving, the generous, and the appreciative. And I've been the helper, and I've been the coach, and I've been the speaker. So it's one of those where it's kind of like they're all the different pieces of everybody. And I think that's what really resonates in the book. At its bottom level, Rick Masters is really represents unselfishness, and Don Dasik represents ego. And we all on this daily basis have this battle between unselfishness and ego and selfishness, right? We have to look out for us, you know, fly first, love yourself, right? We have to truly fly, to truly soar, we need to first love ourselves. But then there's that also is loving others, right? First love others, first love yourself, second love others, right? Fly slow. Fly slow is first love yourself, second love others. And that's the, you know, that's the flow.
Just curious, how did that kind of that run in with your own mortality? Mm-hmm. Did it inspire the book? I mean, what was it that, how did things change, I guess, mentally for you after you went through that major hardship?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what triggered the idea of the book was the Howard Brenton interview, and all these people just wanted one little system or strategy, right? Mm-hmm. And I knew that wasn't the whole story. I needed to just lay it out there. It was definitely the trigger to get the book done. You know, I have a quote that minute, you know, don't wait for a life changing event to change your life, you know, change your life daily. And so it's one of those where I woke up, came to, I didn't have any children. Instantly, I wanted a child. I wanted, you know, you get into touch with your mortality. And then you get in touch with of immortality. You get in touch. What lives on? Well, the number one thing that lives on is your children, right? That's how. So I wanted a child, and I also realized that you know, this wisdom that I have in my head and this system, you know, almost died with me, and it can help a lot of people. And it and that's obviously come to fruition.
Now the book kind of, you know, started getting legs and traction. When did you, you know, putting on just your entrepreneur cap for a second, when did you go, okay, I'm on to something here. And how do I take it to now what has become Referco?
I have to tell you, that's a great question too, because it talks about these little catalytic moments, right? In life, we have these, you know, inflection points that make a big difference. Of course, the flatlining was an inflection point. You know, and then the book coming out was an inflection point. And then it was like, where is that inflection point that really tells you you're onto something? And it wasn't immediate. I knew I was on the first people who bought the book, the first 10,000 copies, honestly, were people who bought the book that were buying it for me. You know what I mean? They were like,
your you warm sphere, your cheerleaders.
Michael's a good guy. Yeah. You know, I'll give him $30 because he's delivered $30 in my life in the past. So I'll just buy it for him. And to this day, those are probably still great coasters, right?
Yep.
But a lot of them, they did read it. And some of the endorsements and testimonials I got is I started reading the book for Michael, you know, just to give him feedback and just like read the book. And then I finished it for myself. And so the first group, then what happened is people started doing the strategies and they started playing the referral game. And I remember getting these calls where they were really getting it, and they were getting referrals from their first meetings, and they were getting referrals from their first events. And one big catalytic moment was, I remember the book came out in October, became a bestseller. I had a call in December. And in the book, I talk about Rick meeting with Michelle Phillips. She invites him to an event. Right, a generosity generation event. And he attends the event, he signs up for coaching, and through the seven coaching sessions, he transforms and evolves as a human being as well as a business owner. And then he gets to do his testimonial at another generosity generation event, right? Well, so I get a call in December and she's like, hey, when's your next generosity generation event? When's your next event? And I looked at my wife and I was like, you know, we don't have any events. We don't do events, but I didn't tell her that. And I go, where do you live? And she goes, Des Moines, Iowa. And I go, wow, that's awesome. And I, in my head, I was calculating, okay, no flight. I could drive there from Kansas City, inexpensive market. You know, I had all these really rapid fire thoughts and I go, well, do you think you could round up like 100 to 150 people in like February or March? And, what if we did like an event in Des Moines? And she was like, oh my God, that sounds, oh, you know, it's like, blah, you know. So we show up in Des Moines in February 2008, and it was standing room only, great event. And then 4 weeks later, we were in Birmingham, Alabama. The fire marshal was called. We had so many people. We still work with Marriott quite a bit to this day because they moved us rooms. They had us set up in 15 minutes in a bigger room to avoid the fire marshal issue. And they didn't even charge us any extra. I mean, they just really came. So guess what? Marriott has now gotten millions over the last 8 years because of being such a, and that's how I roll, right? I'm a very loyal to relationship guy. You know, and then the next, you know, 6 weeks later, we were in Atlanta for Gen Gen Atlanta. And we had over 320 crazies in the room. And now we're, you know, 55 plus events later in the last 8 years. So that was a big day.
That's insane, man. I love hearing stories like that because oftentimes, you know, these things that blow up or just come out of, you know, someone else's need and you filled the gap, right? And true. Now you guys are, you know, really from the perspective of what you provide for individuals through Referco, give us a quick rundown of that, of all the different facets, because I mean, wow. One little thing, now it's like, yeah. You've got this whole tool belt of, right. You know, things that you offer.
Yeah. Anything referrals from the new person to Fortune 500 companies, right? Referco is the world's foremost authority in business referrals. So we help companies or individuals develop their repeat and referral business. That is our niche. We stay there. We're not coaching on team building though. You know, a lot of times they have to develop a referral manager to oversee this part of their business, the database part. But we are there for them to learn how to run the play, run the system, run the, and get repeat and referral business and use word of mouth in their business. And it's everybody. I mean, we have companies that are that do trash, that do chiropractors and financial planners and you name it, everybody wants repeat and referral business. And the thing a lot of people think is, well, if you just deliver great customer service, you're gonna get repeat and referral. But that's not the truth, right? They expect you to deliver great customer service.
Right.
Your job as a business, and this is now this is of course my humble opinion, but I truly believe that the job of any entrepreneur and the purpose of any business is to be referable, right? Is to be referable. And so you people tell me, well, you know, we deliver quality service. Okay, how many referrals do you get? Well, we get like five a year. Okay, so who's determining what quality is here, right? So obviously, you know, you're not delivering quality service, or else, you know, you need to deliver mind-blowing, knock their socks off service And you can do that with communication. It doesn't cost any more money. But the bottom line is always be over-delivering, right? And when you're over-delivering and you're communicating in the way that we teach in 7L and what we do, it leads to repeat and referral business.
You kind of touched on that a little bit of, you know, for someone who's going, okay, I want to become more referable, right? Yeah. The first recommendation would be go read 7L. But for
wait,
somebody.
Is this being recorded? Did Matty A just say, go read 7L? I think he did. All right.
So for somebody though, that let's say wants to just crunch a few nuggets from you right now and they're saying, hey, I want to become more referable. How do I do that? Obviously you touched on communication, but what are some of the tangible tactics that they might be able to take away?
I love that. So let's first start with what does it take to be referable, right? So being referable, there's three C's of being referable, and they actually all do start with C, which is helpful, right? So number one is character, right? Be honest in all your dealings. And I will tell you what, being honest in certain industries can instantly differentiate you, right? I mean, cars, sometimes real estate, right? And it's just like, be honest above all money. The money should always be second. Trust me, there's plenty of money out there. And the more honest you are, the more you'll have. So honesty and integrity, doing the right thing. Now, the second C of being referable is competence. You need to be really good at what you do. And in fact, people should consider you an expert at either one facet of what you do or what you do. You flip houses, you're phenomenal at it, right? Competence through the roof. I also know you, so I know that your character is through the roof. So the third C, and by the way, so the first C is character, do the right thing. And then competence is doing things right, right? Do things right. Do things not just right, but do them at the top of your game. Don't just do it the best you can do it, but do it the best in the world. And then the third C is communication. And this is where most companies falter, is that we need to communicate in a way that is loving, generous, and appreciative and shows that referrals are the lifeblood of our business. They're the lifeline of what we do as a company. And that leads to specific strategies. And those are going to be under communicate. If you don't have high character, I can't work with you.
Right.
And we've turned business down, not disclosing anything there, but, and then competence. It's one of those like, okay, even with our new people, it's like, okay, as much, we're going to teach you, what if you got 10 referrals today? Okay, their mind would be blown and they would not be able to serve those 10 very well. So the first thing we do with the new people is go get competence, right? Write 10 contracts, fictional, negotiate them out with your broker or whatever it may be, right? So with the new people, it's like get competence as fast as you can. And then with the communication, so now we're ready, right? So the first thing is track your referrals. Track them. Do you have a referral goal? I mean, I had a client the other day. He goes, I want to golf more in 2018. Okay, how much did you golf in 2017? I don't know. What? So how are you going to know you golf more in 2018 if you don't know how much you golfed 2017? So have a referral goal and track how many referrals you get. Like, and that will be a big aha. We have a coaching client that I just talked to today. He sent, and you want to set your referral goal in a way that is you send out so many outgoing referrals. I'll give you an example. So my yearly referral goal is to give 1,000 referrals and to receive 500 referrals. That's a great goal. That's you want to exit, right? My yearly referral goal is to give 100 referrals and receive 50 referrals. That's another great goal, right? So in this case, it's amazing when you start tracking this. So in January, one of our clients who had never tracked referrals before sent out 56 referrals and received 4. Right. So what, let's break that down. Right.
Right.
So what do you get? What do you get from that? And let's keep going with that, that conversation. What questions does that conjure, if any? Right.
Well, she's obviously giving a lot and it's not being reciprocated. So there's got to be some kind of gap that she's not filling, that she's probably not, going back to the three C's, doing one of those or all of those three C's to where someone trusts reciprocating that kind of trust, and referral back to her.
So what do you think of her right now? Just knowing that she gave out 56 referrals and received 4, what is your first impression of her?
first impression is she's a hustler and that she's generating some kind of opportunity for herself and for other people. She just might need some tweaks or some optimizing along the way in order to get all the wheels aligned in order for that to kind of match up to your 50-25, 2-to-1 ratio.
That's right. So she's a giver, obviously.
Yeah.
But from a, and she was hesitant to let people know because she didn't want to be seen as a failure, right? Mm-hmm. I only got 4 referrals. But let's say you were in her network and you saw a post on Facebook that said, hey, my January numbers are in. I'm excited about how much I help people. You know, we generated 56 outgoing referrals and we also received 4 referrals. So great month, looking forward to another great month in February, right? So let's say you saw that on Facebook and you were in her circle or in her community. What do you feel compelled to do or what do you know about her, right, at this point?
Well, I know that she's doing business, she's getting out there and I want to help her, you know, achieve those goals. The fact that she put it out there and it's kind of a soft ask of, you know, what she's doing and what she's looking to accomplish. If I believe in that, then I want to help her get to the achieving those goals.
Yeah. Do you want to network with her?
Yeah. She's
why?
Out there.
Right. And she gave out 56 referrals in the month of January.
I would like to be one of those.
That's right. Or 8.
Or
right?
10 of them.
Maybe. Yeah, 10 of them. So that's the first thing is other people are attracted to that because she's generating a lot of business in the community. The other thing, too, is you look at the 4 and you're like, she gave out 56 and only got 4? You know, I want to help her. I want to be like, oh, my gosh, 4 is way too low. You know, I want to help her. So, and you know, it's not an asking for referrals, and that is the 7L system is no asking for referrals. It's forbidden. And in fact, if you're in the generosity generation or at a gen and you are caught asking for referrals verbally, you are kicked out and we keep all your money. Mm. So, you know, very strong about not asking for referrals verbally. You don't want to put anybody in that awkward place. You don't want to put them in a, you know, you feel awkward, they feel awkward, and you don't get any referrals.
So that's right? A no-no.
And not only do you not get any referrals, but then you don't have any friends left either. Right? Right. So people will avoid you when you are always asking for something. You're always looking for the get. You know, this is all about what if we could devise a way for you to have the universe conspire for your success? What if the people of the world and the universe was literally conspiring for your success? They're all like working for you. How do you put the balance that the universe wants and how do we put it out of balance in your favor? Mm. It's generosity. You're giving value all the time. Well, it is going to come back to you. The universe wants homeostasis. It wants balance. Everything naturally, subatomically, quantum, even universally wants balance, right? Space, gravity. Notice that we don't run into the sun very often. That's good, right? So why? It's a solar system. It is a system. We live in a system. And how do we throw the system out of balance in our favor? We give massive value first. We give massive value at every instant. Is that person always going to reciprocate? No. But you know what? It's going to come back from some different angle, somebody else. And that person who may not know how to reciprocate directly might talk to someone who reciprocates directly. Right.
I love that. And so what I'm hearing, and I wanted to ask this question because I think some people might have this, you know, question is a referral doesn't always have to equal an income producing opportunity, right? You're saying there's many different facets of referring and connecting and providing generosity or value to people.
Yeah. So when it comes to tracking referrals, you want it to be a referral. A referral is a business generating connection, right? Business generating be the key part. Now, of course, we're going to be looking at introductions and connections. And that's something we should always be looking for. But in the instance of this is she sent out 56 business. Now, if that person didn't do business, you know, they interviewed the landscaper and didn't use them. Well, that's still a referral, right? Yeah. A referral is a business opportunity. So referral is a business opportunity. The introductions and connections are something that we should be doing naturally as part of what we do, right?
Yep.
Business is just a great excuse to meet great people.
Yeah.
If we just always remember, I mean, otherwise we would all be having pajama day every day and just like, you know, be bums, right? But because we have this business, we have to go out and meet great people, or at least that's how I look at it, because I'm an introvert.
Yeah, right? You are not an introvert. That's a dang lie.
I am.
Are you really?
I'm an ambivert, but I tend toward the introvert side. We're all ambiverts, right?
Yep.
But I am definitely on the introvert side. I recharge by retreating, whereas the extroverts recharge through connecting with people, right? Being with people.
I definitely align with you on that. I need my alone time to collect my thoughts, to recharge, but I love obviously getting out and connecting. So as we kind of come into, you know, the tail end of the interview, and you know, people are looking to create more, to model after some of the success that you've had or other people that have been in your network. What are some of the best disciplines or habits that either you or the top referees or referral individuals, you know, utilize in their daily routine, right? So obviously we understand the three C's, character, competence, and communication, but what are some of the disciplines and habits of these high performers, these high referral individuals?
Yeah. Wow. So first is, you know, your show is The Millionaire Mindset, which I love, right? And The Millionaire Mindcast. And you're talking about, right? To be a millionaire, you have to first be a millionaire mentally, right? Be, absolutely. Do, have, you know? So to have a million, you need to do the things millionaires do. And to do the things the millionaires do, well, you first have to have that millionaire mindset. And so I have my own version of the be, do, have. And the be, do, have I have is be, love. And somebody might think that, wow, that's soft. But no, what you find and you discover is that just being love, walk in this bubble of love, first of all, is tougher than you think. It's tougher to be patient. It's tougher to be kind instead of being right. We all want to look good and we all want to be right, right? Yeah. So it's like, okay, let's put that on the side. And what if we were just patient and kind, and let's be love. And what also being love is all of a sudden the abundance of the world opens up to you, and nobody, the naysayers have no effect on you. And trust me, I've had a lot of naysayers. And so, you know, it's just like their arrows are coming at you. They bounce off that bubble of love because you're just be like, you know, are they shooting arrows because of you, or are they shooting arrows because of them? And what you discover in life is they're shooting arrows because of their insecurities and their problems, not you. It's not you. If you just walk in love and be love, then guess what? You're going to do the right thing, and you're going to do things right, and you're going to have a very abundant life. Then be love, then do generosity. Do generosity. Just that's what you do on a daily basis. We don't call it lead generation in the generosity generation or the 7L system. We call it generosity generation. So do you have an hour or two or three in the morning where you are generating generosity? Are you just looking for ways to help the people in your community? And then that generosity leads to reciprocity in most likely the form of referrals, right? So do generosity. And generosity, in my opinion, is more powerful than love, right? Love is a feeling. You can feel love and not do anything about it. Generosity is more powerful than love because generosity is love in action, right? Mm. That is love in action. And what's interesting about generosity is love in action. Well, that's going to lead to reciprocal referrals or reciprocal opportunities. And then you need to be an appreciative receiver when you get those opportunities, right? So appreciation is love in reaction, right? Things happen to you, you explore things, you experience things. We need to appreciate. And appreciation is love in reaction. So we have generosity is love in action. That's your daily action. That's your daily. And then the have is you will have prosperity. And I truly believe that prosperity is not just wealth. It's not just being a millionaire. Prosperity is health, wealth, and happiness, right? Mm-hmm. Freedom, choices, all the things that we're given in life. And its bottom line is be love. Just be love, do generosity, and then you will have prosperity. And for those of the people out there who know what I'm talking about from another level is, you know, if you look at Proverbs 11:25, it says that he who is generous shall be prosperous. It doesn't say, and this is you talk about catalytic moments. Reading that proverb was a huge moment in my life because I've always been poor. I grew up in a very impoverished environment. So I didn't have money. So I didn't feel like I had anything to give. Mm. Right. And then this, you know, he who shall be generous shall be prosperous. It was like, no, wait, it starts with generosity. And then you hear like Martin Luther King who says, you know, be the first in moral excellence, be the first in love, be the first in generosity. There's power to being the first in generosity, because if you're the second in generosity, you're just reciprocating. You're just evening out the universe. But when you give massive value first, you're tilting the universe in your favor by giving massive value first. So, you know, the promise is he who is generous shall be prosperous. Like, oh my God, I do have something to give. I can give from where I'm at. Right. And I could give. It wasn't money. Money is only one of the facets of what you can give. You know, you can give thought, you can in prayer, you can give talk, you can give your talent, you can help people with things, you know, you can give them your time, you can give them teaching, you can give them, you know, treasure, of course. But the bottom line is you know, you are the gift. I think that's the biggest thing is you don't need to give gifts. You are the gift. And that's what podcasts like this and learning and developing as a human, self-improvement, that's you, it makes you more interesting. It makes you more attractive, right? And it's like, you know, you are the gift. And the more you do the things like what we teach in the American Morning for Real Estate Agents with 30 mornings, you know, we teach people how to create that morning ritual based on what millionaires and billionaires do in the morning. And what they're discovering is when they journal or they meditate or whatever else we teach, they have this conversation with people. Well, who else is meditating? The really successful people.
Yeah.
So when you tell a friend that you're meditating, even if it's like just breathing in and out and saying in and out, right? I mean, that is meditation. You're more interesting, right? And it turned into this subject of it builds respect, right? So the second part of Proverbs 11:25 is he who refreshes others shall himself be refreshed, right? So notice who has to go first, right? I need to go first and I need to refresh others. I need to compliment, I need to praise, I need to appreciate, and I mean, that's what's funny about Matty A, you and me and Pat Hyben and some of these people. It's like we try to out compliment each other. It's like you can't give another one a compliment without them coming back with, oh, but you're the best, you know? So it's like that's what happens at this upper level is, first realize you are the gift. Develop yourself, right? If you need to give a trinket to start a conversation, then don't do that. You know, you are the gift. You are attractive. And the other thing is that refresh others, praise, look for ways to champion. And I have a quote is basically it's easy to champion a champion. And so when you're championing others, when you're complimenting others, other people see that. And they are now free and emboldened to champion you. Why is that? Because they know if they champion you, you're likely to champion them because they've seen you do it for others. Mm-hmm. So if you want people to champion you, which is what we all want, then we need to champion others first. He who refreshes others shall himself be refreshed. He who champions others shall himself be championed. Look at you smile, dude.
I don't even know how to like recap that because it was so damn good. I got like a full page of notes here. Usually I'm doing a little talking and I have nothing to say because that was just brilliant. And I think that, you know, the one takeaway there for me is you are the gift. And yeah. I think a lot of times we discredit our gifts and mm-hmm. we turn the volume down on ourselves when we should be turning the volume up on ourselves and we should be champion more champions, you know, and doing those kind of things over and over. And I've found through learning from people like you and Pat and all the other amazing, brilliant men and women in my life that when you give those gifts, those come back in unquantifiable ways. And obviously those can relate to direct business income, but the relationships, the experiences, the mental breakthroughs, the spiritual and inner breakthroughs. I mean, there's so many things that it's just really hard to quantify, but it all comes back to, you know, the fact we're talking about referrals, quote unquote, let's go to the underlying mission and message there, which is just to give more, the gen, right? Generation yeah. generosity. And I think, yeah. you know, it's something that obviously was missing. And that's why your business has blown up the way it has Yeah. As we kind of wrap up here, I want to ask a few final questions.
Yeah.
Where do you see referrals and just this whole mission going, moving forward, especially with the rapidly changing landscape that we're in today?
Yeah, it's so much bigger than Michael Mayer, right, at this point. Yeah. It's if you look, I had probably 50 Facebook messages or emails during the Super Bowl, right? And during the Super Bowl, people have noticed that the ads are changing, right? The ads used to be about comparing themselves to the others, right?
Yeah.
You know, we're better than whatever you can do,
Pepsi's
I can do better.
Pepsi's better than Coke.
That's right. And it was also, we're number one, right? Everything, the cars, everything was, and at the Super Bowl, the ads were about, I mean, the Hyundai commercial did not have a Hyundai in it. It was a thank you campaign that was, hey, listen, when you buy a car with Hyundai, it goes toward the children's hospital. And the buyer of the Hyundai met the parents of the child who was saved by the donation,
yeah.
Right? So the generosity generation. So it's already happening in a big, big way. And if you're an entrepreneur who was trained in the old school of sales, which was, you know, closing and crushing and killing and you know, all the animalistic approach to sales, you're going to be a dinosaur very quickly, just like the animals that are doing that. The new way is the human approach to sales. And what we're seeing is this human approach to sales. It's the way that we're doing. If the word bulk or mass crosses your mouth or crosses your meeting, you need to squash it, because what people want now is they want personalization and they want customization. It needs to be all about that person. And the more you can relate to a person through customization and really personalization, the more business you're going to do and the more opportunities you're going to have, right? And that's we're on the leading edge of that, is that, you know, we're helping businesses communicate in a way that lets people know that they're going to have a phenomenal experience with them, right?
I absolutely love it, man. Well, Michael, as always, brother, it's an honor and a pleasure to always communicate and hang with you, spend some time together. And I know a lot of people are going to be very interested, one, to check out the book and to check out your community and what you guys are up to. So we'll be sure to include all the links in the show notes. But for those that do want to follow you on social media or check out your website, where can we send them to?
I have to tell you, in summary, it's like, what if every business in the world, the only way they got business was referrals? That's where it's going, right? That's where it's going. Marketing, advertising, all that other way going away. It is, what if every business, and that's what's happening. Social media, we're seeing 80, 90% that, you know, you're going to other people to find out what services you should use.
Yep.
And to find out about me, I mean, the first step, you mentioned 7L. That's such a great place to start, is thebookonreferrals.com. thebookonreferrals.com. It will send you to Amazon so that you can purchase that with your Amazon Prime account or whatever it may be. And then for those of you that want to take the next step after 7L, you know, go to certifiedreferraltrainer.com. certifiedreferraltrainer.com. We teach you how to teach about 7L and teach others. And there are just people out there I know who listen to your show that really want to be trained on how to go from amateur to professional when it comes to teaching the 7L system. And that's something that we love to do. And we're here to help, you know, whatever we can do.
You guys got an army of generous people out there changing the world, changing the way sales is done, and just overall making an impact, a positive impact in the business space and people's individual lives. And I just love it. So as always, man, it is, it's an honor to have you on the show. And I always like to wrap up with one final question. This show being that it's important to create wealth, but if you're bankrupt in all the other areas of life, then the wealth really doesn't matter. So for you, what is your definition of wealth?
Definite wealth is time, right? Being a millionaire is about money, but having wealth is about time, right? Mm. And I think even a more powerful image of that is time is, and this is coming from a guy who flatlined and essentially died for 37 seconds, is time is not the most valuable resource. Energy is the most valuable resource. We have less energy than we have time. So what we need to do is maximize our energy and maximize what we do with our energy. Health, wealth, and happiness all funnel from energy. And I believe that there is a genergy, which is generosity energy. You're going to generate more energy in your life, more energy with your database, more energy from a health, wealth, and happiness perspective through generosity. Go and be generous. Go and help others purposefully, intentionally, daily. See what happens. Give me a call. Give Maddie A a call, right? So, I mean, Maddie A, why, it's like you're so attractive as a human being. Why? You know, you be love, you do generosity, you have prosperity. And, you know, I remember when you were thinking about doing this podcast, and I will tell you, I'm so thankful that you did it and you're helping so many people. I've had probably 30 or 40, 20 somethings when we were saying we were doing the show, they were like, yeah. I know that show.
I love it.
So you're doing a lot of good out there. Marin, who is one of my top team members, is a fan, right? And is a fan of the podcast. She doesn't listen to my podcast. I don't have a podcast. But, you know, she doesn't listen to Pat Hyben's podcast, right? Real Estate Rockstars. But she listens to yours. Isn't that interesting, right?
So yeah.
That's it.
Well, I've had some great mentors and some amazing people like you, Mr. Mayor, who have inspired me and showed me the path, and you're doing that for so many other people. So well said. That's a perfect way to finish the show. Cheers, brother.
Well, that was an awesome interview. Love Mike. Dude is a very intelligent individual, but he's a heart-centered man. And every time I'm around him, have a conversation with him, just get to spend time with him, I feel like I'm a better person. My cup is fuller, I have more to give, and it makes me want to give more. And that was one of my big takeaways from today's interview. So for any of you who want to connect with Mike, have any questions in regards to what we talked about in this interview, you can get all of the links to reach out to him in the show notes or the show description. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, just pop a question below and either Mike or myself will answer. We want to keep the conversation going and answer anything that will support and serve you on your journey in your business, personal, professional, whatever it may be. So with that being said, if you're not subscribed to YouTube yet, we have obviously all of these interviews in addition to all kinds of other wealth building, motivational stuff on the channel. Just subscribe each and every week. We got new videos popping out there, and you can go ahead and get notified of those by being a subscriber to the channel. Also, if you like this video, give it a thumbs up. If you're listening to this on iTunes and you're not subscribed on iTunes yet, or you haven't left a review, if you got any kind of value from today, all I ask is to repay that value with a simple review. It takes 1 minute and it allows us to reach more people like yourself who are looking to have these gains and really breakthroughs in their business or their life. So, good interview. Mike, I love you, brother. Go check out Michael Mayer. Get the book. Read it. It'll apply in so many different facets of your life. And we got some good guests coming up here. So be sure to tune in next week. Until then, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.